In the Loop with Chris, Zach, and Alex Lupica.
Hey everyone, welcome to In the Loop. Before we get going here, we want to let you know that today's episode is brought to you by Exxon and Mobil Synergy Gasoline. Exxon and Mobil Synergy Gasoline is engineered to provide better gas mileage, lower emissions, and improve engine responsiveness with 7 key ingredients. Stop by your nearest Exxon or Mobil station today to experience Synergy Gasoline. All right, here we go. Time for a podcast. Coming off a 1 week hiatus, due in part to Chris's illness. Yeah. And in part to Zach's vacation schedule.
No, I was ready to go over there.
How was it over there across the pond?
It was great. They loved me over there.
Did they? What evidence do you have that they loved you?
Great. We went to 3 days of Wimbledon, Harry Potter play.
They were loving you everywhere. Loving you at Wimbledon, yeah. Loving you at Potter.
Yeah, 4th of July.
What do they do over there for the 4th?
Nothing.
Somber.
Regular day.
Just another day.
You can find some spots, though.
And Chris, you're well. You're back to 100% operating capacity.
Yeah, a little summer flu last week.
Whatever you had, I got.
Yeah, I know. I've heard that you're under the weather, too. It's flying around. It's flying around. Everyone knows it. Nobody's saying it.
It's summer cold season.
Yeah, summer cold season.
It's all this AC, hot outside, AC, hot outside.
Well, you
am
know,
I oversimplifying things?
We just ordered a humidifier, actually.
Wow.
So that's my concern as well. We have been on the same page there. You wake up, you're a little congested. I don't like it. So I'm going to offset the AC with beautifully moist air in the room. So I'll let you guys know how that goes.
Zach, what do you think of that?
Well, Alex, you just treat your body terribly.
That's not true.
It's true.
This thing is a temple.
No, it's not.
Right. Yes, it is.
Really not.
It's been running
this
a little hot.
This has not been good summer for
it's
you.
It's been running a little hot, but that's not why I got sick. This was something viral, dude.
You're getting very defensive.
Your body reminds me of the outside of a casino at about 7 a.m.
That is
a
classic Zach argument tactic right there. Just accuse the other person of being defensive. All of a sudden,
it's very simple. You lose.
You're on the defensive.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's very
simple. Zach didn't get to where he is by losing arguments.
No. I'm too small.
Dude, talk to me about Wimbledon.
Okay.
Raj. Like, he's playing as good as he's ever played.
Yeah. Today against Raonic was... Raonic played
bye
a perfect
big boy.
Third set.
Go back to Canada.
And Raonic whooped him last year, so it was a little bit of a revenge factor.
He's good.
There. Fed wins, draw opens up perfectly. And I was talking to Chris, we got Query now in the semis. An American hasn't been to the semis, I don't think, since Roddick.
I know it's his first. I can't think of an American.
No, it's
in
Roddick,
the semis.
Yeah. And I was saying it's funny to Chris how all we've wanted is an American to make it to a Grand Slam semi/final, and if he gets there, nobody's gonna be rooting
yeah,
for
him. Yeah, Chris. The emotions flying around Wimbledon right now for Roger are just like palpable coming through the TV screen. We don't need Zach to tell us. Like, they are drooling for
yeah,
him this year.
Everyone is.
It's nuts.
And Chris is right. Everyone loves him.
Yeah.
Because basically the reason I found this out somewhat, or I had the thought about his approval rating and how unusual it is in today's kind of era, I was trying to get a score on one of his matches, and a lot of times it's easier to just go to Twitter and you just put the name of the person in as opposed to like ESPN because it's slower.
No, you go to live tennis scores. Google that first link. You're good to go. Just for the fans out there.
Either way, I'm telling you how
just
I got.
Just for the hardcore fans, yeah. Listen to Zach with yeah. Chris. Keep yeah. going.
For those betting point to point. So, yeah, I put Federer into the Twitter search, and you just it's just glowing praise.
Yeah.
Just effusive praise after effusive praise in every language. It's yeah. like literally it's insane. You can't put anyone's name into Twitter in the world and see that kind of approval.
I just can't get over how nuts it is to be turning on the TV and watching him hit the ball on center court like you could have picked it out of any year of the last decade.
Yeah, 10 years ago.
It's just like, oh, you, like break point against him, 125 right down the middle, ace.
Yeah.
It's like he's still winning.
He's
the same
hitting
way.
Shots today that I don't think he could hit back then.
No.
And he went 4 years without being able to do it. It's
and
crazy.
He went for a while without the Henley. And now he's got that.
Yeah.
And that thing. I mean, as far as tennis outfits go, Kloop, that guy just looks majestic.
I mean,
out
he
there.
looks great out there. He knows what he's doing. And it's fun to watch. So, I mean, if he wins, it's weird because he skipped the French Open, but there's no reason to think he can't win this and another U.S. Open. Which
no,
would
he'll
be,
if he wins this, he'll be the favorite.
It would be especially nice for us because, you know, I've seen him play a few times at the U.S. Open, but never, I've always missed out on getting a chance to see him play in a final.
Yeah, it's a little disappointing. I mean, you want him to win, but you want the sexy final matchup, which isn't going to happen.
You're not getting that.
No, you're not getting any.
But that's what
Query adds a little juice.
Yeah, I'll tell you,
Query gives you some
Query
juice.
Query gives it a little bit of something.
If Query wins, even if he beats Federer, like I'll root for Federer. But if Query wins, that's an unbelievable achievement. It's an unbelievable upset story if he's able to pull it off, especially for American tennis. And he's a guy; he's not young. He's been around.
That I was about to ask you. What are we talking age range for Query? He's got like upper 20s.
Yeah. I think he's probably like 26, 27. Could be 40. I don't know. I'll look it up. But what I was going to say
he's 29. Good, 29. Good job.
All right. Chilich, good job by me.
He's the same age as me.
Good job by me. Same age as you.
But Chilich is the guy that would scare me most.
Chilich is dangerous.
Chilich
beat
Roger
in
the semis.
Yeah, he's been talking
the
about how dangerous he could be.
Yeah.
At
he's
Wimby.
Good.
But yeah, I'm hoping for Query. It'll just make it more fun.
I'm almost not because I don't want to be like torn at all.
You won't be though. You won't be. You will be full throttle for Federer.
I know. Okay. Good Wimbledon job.
Did you watch him?
Yeah, we saw Fed. We saw Murray twice. And my buddy was asking me about Murray, and I told him last night when I saw him, he was walking very gingerly the whole time, moving well. And I said last night I thought it was going to catch up to him. And then this morning, 6-1, 6-1, he loses the fourth and fifth. He wasn't 100%.
Yeah, and Joker withdraws too. And for all the talk about the top tier, the top four players, Raj is the only one in the semis.
It's pretty great.
Age 35.
Let's give him the trophy. I'm ready.
Pete retired at what, 32, Chris?
Pete won his last major, I think, at the age of 31, the U.S. Open. Yeah. I don't have it in front of me.
That's right.
This is a little different. Hey, another note, historical note. Personal note, 1 year anniversary of the show, Clip.
I was Googling.
How did you even come
I
to realize
Googling
this?
I was Googling my own name, actually, which is weird.
Why?
Because
why?
I Googled,
you just want to check what's
you
out
wanted
there
to see
you?
How your approval rating compared to Federer's.
You're doing a little Oppo research. You get it before they get it sort
no,
of deal.
No, because I Googled someone else who's just like a regular person, like a friend of mine for
like
some
who,
reason.
Who?
And... So, and it
what was this Google session?
Dude, you can get a lot of information about people by just putting somebody's name in. Like, it's very strange. So I was like, I wonder if they have, like I think voting records are on there. So I was like, I wonder if they have my shit on there. So I checked, and then it said, then I found, like, the PR release from our big promo that got us all that critical acclaim.
This day last year?
No, not this day, but 2 days from now. So 7/14.
What the fuck, dude? You sent me out there with complete misinformation. I thought this was the day.
Well, then we should have recorded on Saturday.
But you could be listening to this on the day, right?
Sure, yeah.
And right now, ESPY's pregame show, Jesse Palmer is interviewing the lead singer of OAR
and can
on
we,
stage.
Can we segue, Kalup, into your breaking news for the day on Jesse Palmer? Related to Jesse Palmer?
Well, Jordan Rogers taking over, Zach's guy, taking over for Jesse Palmer in the Saturday night primetime SEC game in the booth. So pretty big jump.
I can tell in your eyes right now you're conflicted because he's part of the family. He's got the last name.
It's hard, dude.
No, Zach doesn't like Jordan Rogers.
When you look him in the eye, you see Aaron a little.
I like.
He hates
Aaron. And obviously, he's a talented broadcaster. They don't just give you the primetime game if you suck.
And I agree with you there. It's post-bachelorette. I've liked him.
You think
but if he's not willing to repatch up with Aaron, then he's out.
Well,
but I would like that in a perfect world.
Yeah,
he's my favorite broadcaster.
He's calling Aaron's game.
Him and Aaron are having Thanksgiving together.
Joe Buck's pouring.
I'm gonna try
all over the turkey.
Unfortunately, that's not the world.
But we're not sure post Mun if there's been any connection.
PM.
Maybe there has. We're gonna try to get them both on the podcast. Later
well,
this summer.
Unfortunately, Luke and Jordan now have their own podcast.
Yeah, this was bad news for us
Luke.
Here at ITL
not,
headquarters. When
not
you hear about
news.
Another brother podcast
especially
moving
brothers.
Into the niche, yeah. it's like, dude,
I didn't know about that.
There's only so much room on
yeah,
this train.
This is a pretty small jacuzzi, boys. So we really don't need.
There's not a lot of pie.
Yeah, and your so brother is more famous than our dad, which I don't love at all. Okay, even in New York,
they
he's
have
more
the
famous.
Edge. They have the edge.
Luke is the worst, though.
That's kind of the fat, ugly
yeah,
Rogers.
Yeah.
He's not gorgeous.
No.
Let's outperform them today, Chris. Let's use that as motivation.
I feel like we are doing very well.
They have an unfair advantage.
Let it go. Let's get to some headlines.
Got it.
More in the loop coming up, but first, this from ZipRecruiter. Whether football, basketball, or baseball is your sport of choice, you know that the key to winning is a strong roster. So when you're hiring in business, you need to get the best talent and use ZipRecruiter. At ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites with one click. Then their powerful technology efficiently matches the right people to your position. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. In fact, over 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just 24 hours. And right now, my listeners can start forming their own winning team on ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/Lupica. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Lupica. Try it for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/Lupica. All right, Chris, I want to begin with Mayweather and McGregor. It kind of tells you something about the point in the sports calendar year in which
Absolutely.
We sit that we're starting with a press conference between an MMA fighter
I
and
a disagree.
Boxer.
This is huge.
Mind you, the first of four,
yeah.
Right? Am I right on that?
Today's number two.
Today's number two in Toronto. I got it up on my computer.
You guys are monitoring.
I'm monitoring. They have some electric broadcasters
I feel like
on
that,
the Showtime live stream.
I feel like that is a very hard show to produce because those guys don't give a shit.
Yeah.
And we'll just make it. They're like, well, right. Floyd's just not here.
Yeah.
So it's hard to start.
Like they say 5:30.
Yeah.
And they have to go up.
They're like,
you know, you
Floyd.
Have to go up and do something because people are expecting yeah. them. And then Floyd doesn't show up until like 9. What
Yesterday,
are you do?
They started with like a bunch of real estate developers from Vegas, like speaking on yeah. behalf of the MGM Grand. People are just booing mercilessly.
Well, what did you make of it? Connor clearly was a little confused about what
Connor
was happening.
Didn't really get the format. When he got introduced, he went up there and he was like, I don't really know what's going on here. And
well, first he was on the stage by himself for
just
a good
dancing.
3 minutes just stage but walking.
It tells you
his dancing and his walking are very similar.
It yeah.
It's hard to tell sometimes which he's doing.
What
it's
you need to know about Connor that he can do 3 minutes standing alone in the Staples Center and still make it look cool.
Like without
still,
speaking, you mean?
Without saying anything,
yeah.
he still made it seem cool just standing alone in the Staples Centers. That's how electric that guy is. But the format was strange because usually in the MMA, at least, the MMA ones are better because there's like a bunch of fighters and
he's the
rip
king.
On,
yeah.
And he's the king and he can rip on everyone.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Who the fuck is this guy? And so it was a little different in that they both like it felt more like a presidential debate than anything else. But obviously, round one goes to Connor, in my opinion.
Well, how frustrating must it be for Floyd, someone for whom his entire career he has dominated the spotlight, for now this, you know, this insane grabber of the spotlight in McGregor comes in and the cameras turn towards him. I think Mayweather is a little shaken.
Look, Mayweather probably looks at, as much as these two are going to pretend to, you know, loathe each other throughout this process, I'm sure Mayweather looks across and sees a lot of himself in Floyd, right?
Yes.
I mean, excuse me, in Connor.
Yes.
Like, as far as
the promotional.
Mayweather yes. made his name on self-promotion.
Yes.
And McGregor's doing the same thing. He's younger. He's appealing to a different audience. But I'm sure on some level, these guys both look across at each other and are like, Connor looks at Floyd and says, this is the guy that I want to be. And Floyd's looking at Connor saying, you know, and
Connor's
probably
now,
sees a lot of himself.
And Connor's now looking at it as I am now this guy. Like, the first thing he says, baby, we made it. But it's clear that there's just going to be the back and forth, and Connor's going to be saying, you won't see me in the octagon. Floyd's going to say, well, you only made $3 million in your last fight, and that's going to be the back
well,
and forth.
Well, the thing that was pissing me off yesterday is Mayweather goes in there, and he says, I don't care if it's an octagon. I don't care if it's
yeah.
a ring.
Yeah.
I don't care
like,
if we use
Well, yeah, you do.
Well, yeah, you do. It's all in the contract.
yeah. yeah. And so you
you're
wrote.
Never getting
right.
in that
That
octagon.
You would refuse. Well, not even that. And he's like, you want to go with four-ounce gloves?
Yeah.
And Floyd's and Connor's like, of course I do.
Yeah.
And Connor, or his mic was muted.
I know, there was
during...
stuff about that. Showtime had to can't come out, because people thought that Showtime muted McGregor's mic.
Was
and
it
they
rules
said
that...
They said that, no, they said that they didn't. I think there was technical difficulties. But that
See,
needs
that's...
to be cleaned up.
Right,
that sounds
that's the
a
best
little
part.
Sketchy, Zach, your explanation of that. I don't know if
the,
I'm
well,
buying
the,
that
the info I got is sketchy. But I saw a statement made from Showtime saying that they didn't intentionally turn off his mic.
So,
but they had to
That's the best
it,
part,
yeah.
is the sparring back and forth. And yes. there was none of that yesterday. So that was kind of disappointing.
Well,
and,
the most exciting part of the night is with Senior in the post-presser.
That guy is a loon.
I mean,
Yeah.
They have to, I mean, not to be disrespectful, but they have to use subtitles with that guy on the show.
You can't understand what he's saying. You just can't. And it doesn't really matter. Like, no one's really responding to what the other one is saying. But
is there anyone more interesting than Conor McGregor in pro sports?
No.
There really isn't. And that's an amazing thing to say in 2017. I mean, we just got done talking about Federer and his approval rating. This guy's interest level and just overall electricity is unlike anything else in professional sports.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many people our age that, like us, we didn't never watch any combat sports before McGregor came on the scene. And now we watch it once every other week.
And he's young. He's 26, right?
28,
whatever. I mean,
he's younger than me.
Yeah,
he's.
I mean, Floyd's what, 40? It's like
41. Yeah.
McGregor's got some years left.
If you want to do the angle where you're going to give McGregor a chance, you look at the age. You look at them standing next to each other.
Yeah.
And he's just a bigger dude.
Yeah.
He's just bigger than Floyd is.
Yeah.
And his reach is better. And look, you're convincing yourself if you really play this game, but. There's
well, we're
going
to have
prepare.
To talk ourselves into
There's
this.
Nothing to prepare for Mayweather, really. Like,
that's
he has no idea what is going to happen.
We've never seen it.
Well, there's no boxing tape on McGregor.
It's precisely.
You know? Mayweather has decades of tape.
And the only way it's going to be a fun fight is if McGregor forces the issue the whole time.
I think he'll have to.
Yeah.
It's going to be quite a fun day, I got to tell you.
What does Dana White think about all this, Chris?
Like, it's amazing.
No, I mean, it's amazing for MMA, but if Conor somehow manages to win this fight, is he going to keep boxing?
Well,
this is
Alex and I discussed this when the fight was first announced, and we did just the two of us.
Well, I didn't listen to that.
And
that sounds good.
Well, let's fill you
and
in.
And Zach, here's the issue, and this is, I'm not sure if you've heard this or thought about it, but if McGregor does well in this fight, the issue is he's making 20 times the money that he makes for a UFC bout to do this boxing match. Why wouldn't he just become a boxer? And then,
well, the question for me would be is, and I don't expect either of you to know the answer, is this, is there another fighter out there that's going to give him that kind of paycheck at his weight class?
What if he fought Canelo? What if he went
Aren't
up
those
and
guys
fought,
bigger than
they're,
him?
They're not much bigger.
I think Triple G is.
No, Mayweather fought Canelo.
Okay, so yeah, maybe that. But I wonder how much those get. Triple G and Canelo are getting for that fight.
I just think if he recognizes the ability to make a lot more money boxing than in the UFC, and he can look at the UFC and say, why would I go back
been
to the
there,
sport
done
where
that.
I've already beaten everyone that I can beat? You know, it's like there's not another name in the UFC where, I guess if he fought Diaz again, that would be a big deal. But other than a Diaz fight, like, who is on his level where you'd be excited for that other name?
Okay, so I'm reading that Alvarez won $5 million. It's $8 million to show for that upcoming fight. So it's not that much more than he was making in UFC. I mean, I guess it just depends on what he wants to do.
I mean, it's best for everyone. You get three of these.
Well, the
right?
other thing, Zach. The other thing is,
well, if he fights Mayweather,
the rematch, the Mayweather rematch, which you would have to expect one way or the other.
You think that's going to happen either way?
There's too much money.
So much money on the line.
If there's one thing that Conor McGregor loves, it's money.
If he shows out even a little, if there's even a glimmer, if he loses, but there's like a moment where it looks like he has a chance, everyone's going to want the rematch and say,
if it comes down to a decision,
yeah, give him another 6 months to get better at this, and imagine how much more competitive
the fight
will be.
Floyd to get older,
which is downside, right? I mean, at the end of the day, we want to see him back in the UFC. That's what he's best at. That's the most exciting format for McGregor, don't you think?
It's more exciting all around.
Yeah, but I'll give it all up to watch him knock Floyd Mayweather out.
I agree with that.
That the euphoria that night would be just...
What a day. We got the first four college football games. I mean, people don't realize that UMass is playing Hawaii that day.
Goodness, the late one.
No, dude. No, it's an early because... No.
Oh, wait,
actually,
where are they playing?
No, they're coming to the
they're
mainland.
Here,
they're playing dude. That. They're playing that at Gillette. It's a pick 'em, actually. It came out.
Do you think anybody's going to both?
Brady and the boys are starting at Gillette and then flying the PJ to Vegas to watch the fight.
Dude, the ringside, God, that's going to be good.
You're talking about the fight,
the
not the
power
I'm talking about
be,
not the Rainbow Warriors against the Minutemen.
I mean, the star power at that game will be electric.
That's going to be electric too.
I can't even begin to guess or like fill out a list of celebrities who will be around that.
Rice and Stanford play that night.
Whoever
I mean,
wants it. The biggest that are there. Leo will be there.
Leo, you can assume you're Bieber's Timberlake. Gonna be, you can assume you're Bieber.
Dude, Bieber's kind of been on both sides.
Brady
I'm wondering
likes
how
the
he's
show.
Yeah, Bieber's going to go with
Brock
whoever wins.
Will be there.
You can guarantee. No, I bet you football players can't go.
Oh, yeah, you might be
That's
right.
It's a little too close.
It's a week before the season. Yeah, 2 weeks, yeah.
It's exciting right. stuff.
Are we down to be exhausted?
I didn't know where you guys wanted to go next. Should we segue to the next biggest sporting event that's coming up?
Sure, I'm not sure what it is.
I don't either.
It's happening tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.
Oh.
Chris?
The 30 for 30 to end all others.
You got Mike and the Mad Dog, 30
Mike
for 30
dog,
tomorrow night.
Dude. I mean, are you... Okay. I know the answer to this, but if you could only watch one... If you could only watch the Mike and the Dog 30 for 30, Chris, or the Mayweather-McGregor fight, I know you're going to pick the latter, but...
It's close.
It's not a slam dunk.
I mean, you get to see the dog doing his like, I mean, the original stuff when
imagine
you really had the pipes.
If Zach and I got to watch it and you couldn't. In this scenario,
I'd be highly disappointed. I'm very excited.
Yeah.
That'll be one of those things. A lot of times I wonder, like, if I'm with Kim because we're in the same apartment and I'm watching
shout
something.
Out Kim.
Shout out Kim.
And I'm watching something and I'm wondering, like, is she like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, what is wrong?
You're watching a documentary about two dudes who did talk radio in the 90s.
What about when she comes out and her 29-year-old boyfriend's playing some guy in Mexico in FIFA?
Yeah, screaming at the TV.
She's like, oh, you got Halo.
He's got D-backs Rockies on his iPad.
Yeah. Oh, you got Halo 5? That's great.
Oh, well, great aside.
Just a little segue there. But
and a little plug.
Yeah.
We want to promote Friends
of
the Pod.
Yeah. Oh, they're Friends of the Pod. At least one of them is.
And, wow, really looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Give me some All-Star game.
It was a good game. Home Run Derby stole the show.
It was a good week for the MLB.
Yeah. I mean, Aaron Judge has been very good for the league. Did you guys watch the Derby?
Watched the Derby. Did not watch the All-Star game.
Well,
Homer.
I think what they've done with the Derby is really smart.
It's the smartest thing that...
Because it used to be so boring. It used to get so boring, other than Berman's calls. It used to get super boring.
Dude, it was...
other than Berman's calls.
back.
Oh, man. Those are the days.
Yeah, I mean... And then you have these new young guys, and you watch Aaron Judge at a baseball.
They hit the ball a fucking mile.
Justin Bour, that guy, he was the king, most famous guy in the world for about 2 minutes until you realized that it was pretty easy for Mr. Judge to hit those balls out of the park.
Yeah, he really went and cleared a high bar there.
He was fouling them off to right a little bit, upper deck, tank.
You know what's a little frustrating? Just listening to the talk about the All-Star weekend or the All-Star break, everyone just only with baseball wants to talk about how do we fix it? It's like, I don't think you need to fix it. The people who like it, like it. I don't think baseball has an opportunity to make a quick fix to their game that's going to bring millions of people back. Do you guys?
Yeah, no, I think their best chance is to start at the youth level and try to get more involved there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you just need watchable. It's more of a local sport. Like, people don't... If you're a fan of one team, you don't just watch the random games like the NFL.
If you're a Yankee game, you're not watching cards.
And if you don't like it now with all the great young stars, like from Correa to Bryant to Judge to Kershaw to, you know, all these guys, you could name 20.
And if they, let's say, you know, what if they just instituted, there's a pitch clock now? Oh, I'm in. You know, guy who doesn't watch baseball is going to say, there's a pitch clock.
Oh, you took 4 minutes off the game?
Oh, 142 games only?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, and I give this a shot. So, I don't know. That's kind of annoying to me. It doesn't really need to be fixed.
I like it. Zach, patriarch of the family, writing today about the 60 home run mark and how it could be made cool again.
It could be. Crowd. Aaron Judge is on pace to hit 57.
And I think there's something to it. I think a chase for 60 at the end of this year with a couple of these kids could be cool.
Yeah, but I think he's the only one who's going to have a real
really?
Shot. Yeah, I mean, he hit 30 in the first half. He's only on pace to hit 57. He's not even on pace. Right. Got to keep up a higher pace in the second half.
And you got to figure he's not going to be seeing as good pitches.
Really
right?
Puts what Bonds did with the 73 in perspective.
Yeah. Sosa did it three times in 4 years.
Well,
and
Bonds,
we all look the other way.
Bonds also hit 38 through June. So
yeah.
That was good.
Man, now those were the days. But Zach,
Alex.
We've talked about the baseballs, right?
Yeah.
Those things are juiced.
I'm not buying that.
Those things are juiced.
I'm not buying that.
I got to go with
Manfred
there.
Those things are coming off the bat like cue balls.
Baseball cannot just institute something like that behind everyone's back. Like, first of all,
you got to believe Manfred.
Yeah, of course.
Classic company man. I'm a conspiracy theorist.
That information would leak out, first of all. Second of all,
the ball guys? Like,
they'd have to ask. Dude, enough people would know about it where it would leak out. They'd have to ask at least the owners. And Zach, correct me if I'm wrong, there would be resistance from certain teams about juicing the ball.
If yeah, on, I just don't before think opening that, day, don't you think you just get like a delivery, a shipment?
Here's
like,
the,
here
one,
game
the one thing to me that is a little weird that goes with the home run rates is that pitchers this season, for the first time ever, have started getting a lot of blisters on their hands. And Marcus Stroman came out and said that it's because of the way the balls are now seamed. Like five, I can think of five or six different pitchers who have hit the DL with blister injuries, in which we have never heard of before.
It's called Blistergate, Chris.
Ooh, I didn't know about the blisters.
That's follow good. The blisters, okay?
Follow the blisters.
Follow the blisters. This is good stuff, Zach. You sent me
Zach,
out there.
Zach, see, that's good. That might be your best ever.
I went
that
out with
good.
A position that you were going to defend all along. You could have told me in pre-pro.
No, I don't. You know I don't do pre-pro.
All right.
Let me tell you, if he hits 57 homers, that would be the most since 2006. So the most in 11 years since Ryan Howard did, and be tied for the most 14th most all time, which would be pretty impressive for a rookie.
I mean, Dad was shouting out some of these numbers in his column for Sports on Earth, but some of the guys who hit 50, you forget.
He's no Big Mac. Okay, you know? I'll tell you so that right now.
Big Mac hit 49. He has the rookie record. So that's kind of the number that people are looking at for Judge.
Big Mac.
Another good note.
I'll take the over on that.
Okay. Noted.
Kloop, take me to the NBA. Back on Carmelo. It's been a number of
we
pods.
We need too much Carmelo time.
No, we don't. Hang on. I want to say something about this. How come in none of the articles about the Carmelo trade does it say who the Knicks are getting back?
Because
they're not getting anyone.
They're getting Harden.
You're going to get Harden and Ryan Anderson.
Like, I saw
Zach,
the list.
Zach texts, are they going to get Harden? Chris goes, I think Ryan Anderson is the centerpiece of the deal. Zach goes, he's going to love it in New York.
He strokes.
All right, hang on.
And
this
New York is
going
to love him.
This is who Bill Simmons, he showed the trade machine today. So I'm like, oh, okay.
He's got the trade
let's
machine.
Let's see who
I love
the Knicks.
Has a trade ever come from the trade machine?
No, it hasn't. Let's see who the Knicks get back. Let's see who the Knicks get back in this Simmons fucked up scenario.
I haven't been on that thing in a while.
We get Teletovic, Spencer Hawes, some guy named Quarterman, and some fella named Sean Long. We get Hawes.
Wait, let me get this straight. Hawes is going to be in the orange and blue.
Essentially, they get no one. The Bucks get Ryan Anderson, and the Rockets get Carmelo Anthony. Now, to me, this seems like a lopsided trade. I would leave
for
if
who?
Knicks, if the Knicks trade Carmelo Anthony, I would hope they get someone back who
or a pick or something.
Or a draft.
Wow,
pick.
Like 15.
So if you're gonna trade him for this, just let him go. Just let him walk for nothing. Who cares? It's very strange.
Yeah. No, it doesn't seem like a good deal for the Knicks.
The Melo era.
Are you gonna become a Rocket fan if they get?
No, I don't like Melo that much. I've just been a support. I just think Melo gets kind of a bad rap. He's a really good scorer. He's been a really good player for a long time, and he's always been on shitty teams.
Never show up in a big spot.
He's always been on shitty teams. The biggest game he ever played in for the Knicks, Game 6 at Indiana, he played his ass off. Okay, people don't remember that because it was Game 6 in the second round of the Eastern Conference playoffs.
That's how we fill the niche. That's where the Rodgers brothers will never be able to compete with us.
Rodgers brothers
little
don't
factoids
have it.
Like that.
Yeah.
So, Chris, I want it before we get to Game of Thrones prop bets.
Oh, I'm ready for this too.
That's the second half of the show.
That's where we end the show.
We should have teased that in the beginning, dude.
I don't know why I didn't talk about it, but it's here.
It'll be in the description before SoundCloud so people can eat that up.
They'll just read it.
Yeah, that's a good call.
But we are because...
That's called post-prod.
Because the new season is upon us Sunday night.
I can't believe it starts Sunday night. That's exciting.
I've been rewatching.
Shut up. You're not excited.
Shut it up.
You don't like the show.
You don't like it. You don't like anything but the movie
about
Fantastic
Beasts. Just say, I don't like the show.
No, I like the show.
No, he likes Boyhood,
I don't like it. I'm not like... Yeah, I love
what do you like? You like
Boyhood? Do you have any idea,
you like the Fantastic Beasts movie...
I've loved
Better Call Saul. Do you like
World
that?
War Z?
I like World War Z. That's a great movie. I like Better Call Saul. I just finished the most recent Fargo, which is awesome.
Oh yeah, I gotta do that.
I like a lot of shows, but Game of Thrones. My issue with Game of Thrones is I just have a really hard time keeping track of all the different
stories. Yeah, I was going to, my follow up to you is going to be, do you have any idea what's going on?
Like, I'm looking at some of these characters that are on these prop bets that we're going to talk about, and a lot of them, I don't know who they are.
You got to bring it with the last season on, like, piece of tape before episode one.
Because no, what I do is I wait.
Shows are too confusing at this point. You got to have a money mashup of the last season.
Yeah, see, me and my roommates watched the whole season before just now, which was nice.
Well, yeah. I mean, people with the
I just like to watch them in a row.
What do you mean the leisure time? It's 50 minutes a night. You don't think I'm fucking working my ass off?
My problem my problem is that I would prefer to just wait till the season's over so I can kind of watch them on my own schedule. But by that point, the spoilers are so prevalent nowadays, with this show pretty much, that you can't not find out.
I think with so much binge watching that we do now, this is a cultural thing. All it's right, good professor. To have a show again that like everyone can talk about.
Yeah, watch that is kind of a,
look
a
ahead,
moment.
You talk about it at work, around the water.
That's a good
cooler.
Job.
All right, I don't talk
that
about
that. That wasn't as good as me with Strowman, but in the blisters.
Not nearly as blisters.
Everyone's kind of had really good moments on the show today, so let's keep it rolling.
Suck it, Rogers Brothers.
What did you want to talk about before?
Oh, I wanted to get you quickly on my boy. Now, this is one of my... This is a guy on my Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Shia LaBeouf.
This is a guy that, quite frankly, a lot of people think that you remind them of him. Especially this summer.
Yeah, him at the cabaret. That's Alex on a Saturday night. Yeah.
LaBeouf.
Yeah, that's Alex getting thrown out of Regal Cinemas
Zach,
at 6 o'clock.
What happened to my boy?
I have no idea.
You haven't seen the video?
No.
Oh,
well,
man.
Zach, let me tell you. Let me give you a synopsis.
And he is not happy.
He tries to bum a cigarette off someone. That fellow says no, and he tries to kill.
Does that
remind you of anyone?
So whose side are people on?
Does that remind you of anyone on the pod?
Yeah. I mean,
when Alex asks if you have a cigarette, you better have a cigarette.
Alex's follow-up, if he asks somebody for a cigarette and they say no, is if he could rip it in half and take half of it without the butt.
Yeah, I'll eat the filter.
Are you two finished? Are you finished?
Yeah,
Are you done? Are you done?
So LaBeouf had another run-in with the law.
Yeah, but I feel like watching the video, Chris, what did he do wrong besides like threatening one of the officers?
Not much. Yeah.
Okay.
Other than that, I mean, dude, he is like the king of the one night in jail. How many one nights in jail has LaBeouf?
For those of you who haven't seen it, YouTube... Shia LaBeouf on Jimmy Kimmel talking about his night at the cabaret. It is one of the truly greatest things I've ever heard
in my
life.
Deadpan storytelling.
Yeah, he's smoking a cigarette in the closed theater. Like,
doing push-ups.
Yeah, you got to watch it.
But Chris, there's always video of his stuff. Like, I feel like you think back to all of his meltdowns. And
that gives his juice.
There was perfect like body cam footage of this one.
Yeah.
I feel LaBeouf is kind of a victim of some bad luck.
If LaBeouf assaults an officer and there's no video for anyone to see it, did it really happen?
That's all we're asking the court. That's all we want to ask.
That was dark.
Shout out to Beans, his co-star, and even Stevens.
Yeah, Beans is looking good.
And Gordo. And Gordo and Lizzie McGuire.
Gordo. Did he ever kiss her? Did they ever?
In the movie, yes. No tongue.
the fact that you know the answer, I don't know what provoked me to ask it. You don't know?
I do know. No tongue, though. Well, Gordo
that was
had that
very
side thing with Miranda.
Answer. Yeah, yeah. Miranda was always his
and Lizzie house. Like that salt guy with the slicked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Next week, we'll do more on Lizzie McGuire. All
right, let's do Game of Thrones.
Also, can we say on HBO, before we get to that, the Defiant Ones? Just watch that also.
Yeah, watch that. After you're done YouTubing
Dr.
the Shia LaBeouf cabaret story.
Dr. Dre.
Yeah, watch the Defiant
He might be the coolest guy in the world.
He's up there with Shia. Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
All right, much more coming up on In the Loop, but first this from Geico. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico's been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. All right, Zach, you kind of take us through these here. Bovada, we sit here on the Wednesday before episode one, Game of Thrones, season 8?
Season 7, episode 1, Dragonstone.
Season 7, episode 1, Dragonstone. We got the prop bets beginning with who will sit on the throne at the end of the season.
Of this season. That's a very important clarification. Not at the end of the series, at the end of this season.
Got it.
So, but they have also
not the ultimate.
They have the ultimate odds also.
Okay,
that we'll touch on.
So here we go.
So we're going to touch on.
The fave is kind of a surprising one.
Cersei. She currently sits on the throne, which gives her a little juice.
So you kind of almost have to make her the favorite because she holds the throne.
Yeah, and she's got a pretty good army.
She's a psycho.
And you figured maybe they're saving the Daenerys or Jon Snow on the throne until the final. They might chafe you at the end of this series, you know what
because
I mean?
Because the person who sits on it at the end of this season is probably not going to be the person who sits on it at the end.
Right.
Right.
But 2-7.
2-7.
So you got to, you got to lay the freight.
At 3-1.
Those are big time odds.
I wish I could fade that and bet just the other way that she will not
take the field against
her. Because if she's 2-7, you'd say it's 7-2 that she's not on there.
I
would love, but they don't have that because
Snow.
Because Jon Snow is 3-1.
Some value there. Daenerys
4-1. Peter Baelish 7-1.
Some value there on the Littlefinger, Chris.
I love Baelish. Now, let me tell you something interesting about Baelish.
I feel like you are kind of Baelish.
There's a
lot
of
Reek.
No, he's Reek.
You are Theon, ultimately.
Okay, so let me
say this. But there is some Peter Baelish to you.
This is all I basically have to contribute here in this segment.
Okay.
So, Peter Baelish, very interestingly, 7-1 to sit on the throne, 5-1 to be the first to die. Now, I love a guy with that kind of versatility. I'm taking him for both. I'm going to hedge. I'm going to take him to die and to sit on the throne at the end of the season.
The chafe is if he dies like third.
I understand that there's I understand that there's an awkward middle in my hedge. It's not
a very big middle.
It's not a perfect hedge. I'm just saying I'm taking Baelish. So if Baelish dies, I'm clapping my hands. And if he's sitting on the throne, I'm clapping my hands. I feel great about that.
And then let's just run through this. Tyrion 12-1. Bran or Benjen, the two. Bran is obviously
he's the one who can't walk, right?
Yeah, but he's
20-1.
Jamie, 25-1.
You
gotta
think they want someone who walks on the throne. That's all I'm gonna say about that.
Sansa Stark at 40-1.
Here's who I like.
Yeah.
Theon Greyjoy 50-1. AKA
oh, that's
Clube.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah, Reek.
Here's an interesting one. The Night King, 66-1.
No idea who the Night King is.
The Night King is the ruler of the White Walkers.
He's the head White Walker. So wrap things up early in this thing.
You dethrone him.
And then
does that guy even want to be on the throne, or does he just want to hurt people?
I don't know, but he could. A little bit of both.
He wants it all. He wants to see the whole
thing. That's a big man.
But I'll tell you what. Okay, so he is. But then he's only 16-1 to end the series on the Iron Throne.
It'd be disappointing if the giant White Walker
would take the both of those little couple nickels.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Wait, I love. So, what do they refer to him as?
The Night King.
The Night King. He doesn't have a name.
It's a salty nickname.
Just no, he can't speak. He's just crazy.
Yeah, he just roams around.
They used to call our producer John Manley the Night King.
Okay. Yeah, so I don't know here.
I'm throwing a little on Baelish, 7-1, and a flyer on Sansa, 41.
And as you guys heard me say, you hedge, you take Baelish for
66-1 Varys, dude. Like Daenerys gives it to Varys. You never know. He could fall into Varys, as the eunuch.
Oh, I love Varys.
Yeah. The spider. Okay, so now let's go to who will be the first of many to perish.
Yeah.
I like how they say perish and not die.
Yeah, it's a little softer.
A little sketchy with the verbiage.
I like it.
Any of the Sand Snakes is first at 7-4.
Wow. Yeah, those
no
Sand
idea
Snakes are all going to go in one puff.
The Sand Snakes are the ones who killed
Little Lannister.
When Jaime just bonded with her, and then she starts bleeding from the nose, and then
dies. Then, it's just the straight poison.
Yara Greyjoy, 4-1. Is that the sister?
Yep.
Yeah, she could go.
She could go bye-bye.
Peter Baelish, Chris's boy, 5-1. Melisandre, the red woman, 6-1.
I see her lingering around.
Reek, 7-1. Euron Greyjoy, 9-1. And his plan at the end of last season was to, quote, go to Daenerys, get her ships, and give her his big cock, to quote him.
Not your words, his.
Those are his words.
Okay. I'm seeing the Hound at 10-1 and the Mountain at 10-1. I'm probably taking one of each, a little piece of each, because they're going to be in some battle.
Brienne of Tarth, 12-1, no, she's not going down.
You don't think?
You need an army to take her down.
Yeah, Tarth has got skills.
Dude, she took down the Hound. Cersei, 16-1, I would throw a nickel on her. Tyrion, Jon Snow, Sansa, Daenerys, all
Zach, 100-1. We're going to need your locks here. We're not going to need this little nickel and dime bullshit. So who are you taking?
To die first?
Yeah. Yes.
I'll go with... trying to see where the most value here is. It's sure. not going to be Davos, even though he's got some serious issues.
I love Davos.
All right, I like Alex's bet. I'm going to go with the Mountain 10-1, and you're on Greyjoy 9-1.
I'm on Baelish.
Can we even call the Mountain a human at this point?
No. He's keeping seriously
he's
alive.
He's a zombie.
That was a good idea by her to create a...
like a killing monster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and now who will sit atop the Iron Throne when Game of Thrones ends?
So who's your... The fave here is the fave.
Now, can I tell you guys what I'm doing here before you get into your...
Well, should we
you
give
have
people
three
the odds?
Dragons, you're the fave.
All right, yeah, that's fine. You give people the odds, and then I want to tell people... I want to give people my pick and drop the mic. Give me the odds.
Oh. Daenerys is 2-1, the Dragon Queen, Mother Dragons. Snow...
Breaker of Chains.
Snow 12-5, so 2.5-1. Tyrion 7-1, Sansa 9-1, Arya and Cersei 10-1. How long do you want me to go, Chris?
No, I'm good because the next one is...
Vacant Throne 10-1.
Yep, and that's where I'm going to stop you, on Vacant Throne.
Like vacancy?
I'm taking Vacant Throne. I'm telling you to throw the house on it.
I agree.
What a better twist. Finish the series, no throne. The fight continues. I'm taking either the Vacant Throne or
they
my guy.
They would storm George Martin's home.
Either him, either the Vacant. They're not going
to... Dude,
if there's one thing about Game of Thrones,
I honestly,
they're not giving you what you want.
I honestly think that should be the favorite, Chris. I think you're right. I'm going all in with you.
Or my new guy, the Night King. I like that guy, too. The throne's not going to be big enough for that big fucker. But I like the Night King and the
Vacant.
So you're
rooting for Night or Vacant?
I think Vacant.
Yes.
No, because... Okay, here's my prediction on the show. Is that...
Boy. Zach's boy just appeared on the SV screen. Rogers. Looking good.
Luke or Jordan?
They just took Phelps back full. All right, Zach.
So, Jon Snow is related to Daenerys.
Yes, he's got Targaryen blood.
He's got Targaryen blood. So, there's going to be a time coming up, my prediction, where he gets burned alive or, like, is in a huge fire and he walks out.
And he's also
and people realize
unburned.
That he is, yeah. So
and they kind of rise up together.
I just feel like Snow is the best leader and is the true leader. He has so much Ned in him. Ned was a great leader.
Uh-huh.
So I'll take him and I'll take Empty Throne.
Chris, you already dropped your mic?
Yeah, Kloop.
Yeah, I'm all finished. I'm actually more excited though now. I'm more excited to watch the show now that I have a little skin in the game here with Baelish.
But you
and
don't
Bacon
actually.
Throne.
You don't actually. We're
no,
just...
but I do because the listeners will know that I was right. And
that's true.
Enough for me. I just want to close with one last thing, guys.
Yeah.
Little piece of news. Drake drops in on the Mayweather-McGregor press conference, and it looks like he's Team McGregor from all the pictures I'm seeing on Twitter.
I love.
So there you go, a little piece of news before we head out for the weekend.
Wow, send them on their way, Kloop. Way to go.